Welcome to this recording of Your Magical Power.
Step 3, the morning exercise. Your evening exercise will help you start your transformational process. In order to speed it up even further, you should also do this simple 5-minute morning exercise. It will help you start your day in a positive way. Every morning, you only need 5 minutes to get yourself into a positive emotional state, which will influence your day in a great way. If you use an alarm clock to wake up in the morning, set it to 5 minutes earlier than you usually do in order to perform this 5-minute exercise. It only involves 3 simple steps. Step 1. Do the 1-minute quick coherence technique. When you wake up, sit upright in your bed so you don't fall asleep, or find another quiet place to do this 5-minute exercise. You start doing your quick coherence technique, heart focus, heart breathing, and heart feeling. After approximately 60 seconds, you move on to step 2. And step 2 is all about an attitude of gratitude. The best way to start your day and get into a great emotional and positive state is to appreciate what you already have in life. An attitude of gratitude. When you are truly grateful for what you have, you attract more to be thankful for into your life. You are telling the field to send you more events, things, and people you can appreciate. So keep an attitude of gratitude. Spend a few minutes or so thinking of all the great things in your life you can be grateful and thankful for. You are listening to this recording and can enjoy the videos and all the documents in this program. You can see, you can hear. You have the ability to hear trickle of rain, the voices of your loved ones, birds singing, and beautiful music. Many people don't have that privilege. Some people can't hear one single sound because they are deaf. Be thankful for the gift of sight. You have the ability to see the written words in the program. You can see the great colors of a rainbow, the green fresh grass in a park, or the beautiful colors of a butterfly. You have the ability to see the colors of life. What about appreciating waking up in a warm bed rather than waking up on the street, homeless? Or the ability to go into your bathroom and brush your teeth using toothpaste, wash your body with soap, and your hair with shampoo. A homeless person living on the street don't have that privilege. Imagine how you would feel if you didn't have access to these small things. Don't take them for granted. Appreciate these small things. Just reflect on these little things when you wake up in the morning. It only takes a minute or so to reflect on all the good things in your life. Focus on them in order to get yourself into a positive, heart-based emotional state. Doing this will lead to a high, positive, heart-based vibrational frequency which you emit into the ether, to the universe, to the quantum field. Step 3, observation. This third step is all about telling yourself to be heart-based throughout the day by observing everything that comes into your life instead of judging it. No matter how negative or bad things get today, tell yourself you will observe rather than judge. It's like a test. Bad stuff comes into our lives because in the past we have told or vibrated out to the field what we want. When events, people, and circumstances come into our lives, we have a choice. Do we judge or do we observe? If you judge, blame, and feel like a victim, feel that life is unfair and that these bad things should not happen to you, it will only reinforce the same vibrational frequency you have sent out in the past. New similar situations will enter into your life because they are based on your reaction and your patterns. We often react the same way in similar situations, and as a result, we end up getting more of the same. What we resist will persist. If you decide to judge and blame, you're going into a low frequency, and the field will just provide more low frequency events, situations, people, and circumstances to come into your life. I know this sounds harsh and might be challenging your current beliefs, but I speak from experience. In addition, this is backed up by science showing that the universe is like a giant feedback loop. You reap what you sow. I used to judge, blame, get angry, irritated, and sometimes I felt like a victim. I often felt I was cursed with bad luck. However, when I started my journey to learn more about how this universe operates, I realized I was creating these negative experiences myself. And believe you me, I have had some real bad stuff happen in my life. The good news is that no matter how bad life is, it can turn around when we understand the fundamental mechanisms of the universe. The history is filled with people who have done the so-called impossible. Some have gone from deadly sick to becoming well and healthy, like the woman I met a few years ago, who was told by the doctors she would die in a few weeks. She changed her thinking and feeling and became well and healthy. You can read more about her powerful story in the section about creative visualization, which you find in the resource area of this program. Some people have gone from extreme poverty to becoming rich and wealthy, like Andrew Carnegie, who became the richest man in the world. Some have gone from extreme obesity to super fit. The common denominator among all these people is that they changed their thinking, which led to new feelings, setting up new actions and decisions, and a new personal frequency emitted out to the field. My life completely changed when I changed my thinking and how I feel. My personal frequency has changed a lot in the last years, and as a result, my life has also changed. When you change the way you think and feel, reality will follow. The inner world creates the outer world. Being in a state of observation is the best you can do for yourself, no matter what happens in your life today. Just pretend you are an actor in a movie. In a way, we are all like actors in the movie called life. Our ego is the mask. And if you let the ego judge, blame, get irritated, angry, annoyed, and so on, you are just going to get more low-frequency events entering into your life. Do your best to remove your mask, to let go of the ego by observing and being heart-focused and heart-based. I use this ego mask image for the book cover of my book, The Paradox of Creation. I wanted to illustrate that when you remove the mask, the essence of who you are will come through and your life will begin to shine. Just remember that judgment is weakness and observation is strength. Keep this in mind when you go through your day today. See yourself being heart-based no matter what comes into your life today and every day. The more you do this, the more your life will start to flow. You will change your vibrational frequency, and as a result, the field will respond accordingly. It's a neuroscientific fact that the moment you become curious and watchful, in other words, when you start observing something, the neurotransmitter or brain chemical called dopamine is released in the reward center of your brain. And whatever is annoying or irritating you will instantly be replaced by pleasure, contentment, and inner peace. That's it. the morning exercise in three simple steps. So let's now do a summary of this morning exercise. Spend 5 minutes doing this simple morning exercise. When you wake up, sit upright in your bed so you don't fall asleep, or find some other quiet place to do this 5 minute exercise. Step one, do the 1 minute quick coherence technique. Step two, keep an attitude of gratitude. Use a few minutes to reflect on all the good things in your life you can be grateful for. And step three, observe. Decide to observe what is coming into your life today. Keep a strong intention to be heart-based and observe everything, no matter what happens.